7:47 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Keep it here for Bill Roy's Wichita Business Journal update coming up shortly, an international venture for a Wichita company. Bill will fill us in on those details. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
A federal judge in Wichita today is going to hear arguments in a court case to allow victim impact statements from Saudi immigrants. This is the case of three Kansas militia members convicted of a bomb plot in Garden City.
Two.
The Florida Senate race is finished. They've done all the election recounts. Republican Rick Scott barely beats Democrat Bill Nelson.
One.
College football. KU has a new football coach. It's a guy that won a national title. Les Miles, at the age of 65, is KU's new head coach. He was the national champ at LSU back in 07. Three big things with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And traffic this morning. Well, things right now looking good out there on the Wichita roadways, and the gasoline prices today. Oh, we're seeing prices coming down, 221 in a lot of places, but starting to see prices hit 219 this morning, so prices continuing to trickle down bit by bit. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And our weather forecast here on this Thanksgiving week as we get underway. Today and tomorrow are going to be basically the same. Sunny sky and a high of 50 degrees. Tonight, clear sky, overnight low down to 26. Looking ahead for Thanksgiving, we're looking for warming up a little bit. By Thanksgiving, we'll have a high in the upper 50s by Thanksgiving Day. Currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky, 94% humidity. We have a breeze out of the southwest. It is 29 degrees as we are on our way to a high of 50. KNSS News Time is 8:49. The cities worldwide bid for the Olympics. Huge yeah. prestige, huge worldwide stage for your town. One city in Canada recently voted on it. The city of Calgary voted on whether or not to bid to host the 2026 Winter Olympics. Big support in Calgary? No. It got voted down big.
Wow.
People of Calgary said, thanks, but no thanks. Now, Calgary has hosted the Winter Olympics before, back in the 80s, so maybe it's one of those deals where we know what the positives are, we know what the negatives are, and we'd rather just sit this one out. Cities used to, back when Athens hosted in 04, they were the winner among 11 cities that bid. And ever since then, it's just gone down and down and down and down.
Bidders have declined?
Yes. Yeah. Paris is going to host in 2024. There were only two cities that bid that year.
Wow.
So the bids, the number of cities that want to get into the Olympics game are going way, way down. And I think you don't have to go much farther than the fact that every Olympics since 1960 has run over budget.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah. Of course, the most notorious case of that was Montreal in 1976. Which was a great Olympics in the athletic endeavor, but that thing went 700% over budget.
The people
of Montreal paid off that debt for decades and decades afterwards.
Yeah, no wonder the people in Calgary said.
Olympics at Lake Placid, Sochi, Barcelona, London, they all run over budget at some point. Not to those epic proportions, but...
Well, we'll have a new baseball stadium, and that's
we're doing our own little part to take part, and we don't have to host the world, but we just want a nice new baseball stadium. So we're getting that. So the Olympic Games. I'll give you a little trivia, Gordon.
Yeah?
What U.S. city has bid for the most times to host the Olympic Games?
Derby?
No. the answer is Cleveland.
Cleveland?
Which...
Who'd have thunk that?
Back in the early part of the 20th century, between about 1910 and 1960, every time an Olympics rolled around, Cleveland would put in an official bid.
No kidding.
And Detroit did several times, too. I mean, they never got it.
They never hosted it,
but they were always right there making an official bid to host the Olympics. And poor Cleveland and Detroit never ever got the Olympics.
Wow.
But they were right there in the bidding process and all that. It is 8:52 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's find out what's going on in business, an international venture for a Wichita company. It's time to check in with Bill Roy, editor at the Wichita Business Journal. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, Spirit AeroSystems has joined a European composites research consortium. It's called the Thermoplastic Composites Research Center. It's now one of the organization's Tier 1 members. Spirit joins Boeing and UTC Aerospace Systems as part of the consortium's 20 partners. Spirit leaders say their involvement helps the company's research and development into thermoplastics. Chase Coke has plans to grow Coke Disruptive Technologies. Coke spoke at a Wichita Startup Grind event last week. He says for KDT to have the impact he envisions, it'll have to bring new platforms and opportunities to other companies under the Coke Industries umbrella. He says the company has to prove its value and capabilities in the marketplace. And Mark Zuckerberg is having to defend his company. Facebook CEO and chairman had a conference call with reporters to discuss how the social network manages problematic posts and its community standards. Zuckerberg was at times defiant and at others conciliatory. The criticism of the company has been growing over privacy and its lack of attention during the 2016 election. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Thank you, Bill. And we'll check in with Bill again tomorrow morning, twice in the 7 o'clock hour and the 8 o'clock hour with local business updates. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt is joining members of the Kansas Law Enforcement Memorial Advisory Committee and the Kansas Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation. They are going to make a major announcement this morning regarding future plans for the Kansas Law Enforcement Memorial, which is currently located on the northeast corner of the Statehouse grounds in Topeka. They'll make that announcement at 10:30 this morning. Gordon Basham, have you been up to the state capitol building since they redid the whole thing?
Actually, I have not. I've been by it, but not in it.
For several years, it was just an absolute crap hole mess.
Oh, I will remember
while they were
that.
Doing
yeah.
that construction.
Oh, yeah.
But now that it's done, it is really super.
Well, they've truly, I guess, from what I've been told, they've gilded the lily. I mean, it really is.
Yeah,
a
and
better.
It needed it. It yeah, was it in it was indeed, in pretty yeah. rotten shape at yeah. the time, and they did it right. And I think that's money well spent.
I do too. It's our state house.
Yeah,
and it should be nice.
It's our yeah, and it's it, boy, it looks great. So if you haven't been up to Topeka since they redid the state house, it's worth a look. It's a fun trip up there. Take a look at that. It is 8:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS as we get underway on the Monday of Thanksgiving week. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.